The inframammary fold can be displaced too high, too low, and the implants can slip. The implants can slip laterally. They can lack projection. And then there's this discussion, subcutaneous versus submuscular implant placement. And the reality is that for reconstruction, we almost always need that hammock of muscular tissue to support the implant, to keep it in place, and to prevent it from eroding through and coming out at a later date. So we tend to go for submuscular placement. I think subcutaneous placement now for reconstruction is almost not done. Think of the muscles that lie...